This is the fourth of Right to Water's national demonstrations against the water charges. Two demonstrations are meeting up at Connolly Station and at Houston Station. And then both demonstrations are marching then to O'Connell Street. We're having a big demonstration then at 2 p.m. We're asking everyone from Donegal to make a huge effort tomorrow to come up to Dublin to join the demonstration to really show the government that, look, we're not going away and we won't accept water charges.
As you said, tomorrow is the fourth instalment of these protests. What kind of impact do you think it will have in the long run?
Well, I think already what we've seen is the largest protest movement since the inception of the Irish state. It's really driving the message home that the Irish people won't accept water charges. And what we've seen throughout the summer and throughout last year since the introduction of Irish water is the government and Irish water throwing everything that they could to tarnish the water charges movement and to try and force people into paying their water charges. And what tomorrow's event is primarily about is to show the government that, look, no matter what you do, no matter what you try and coerce us into paying these charges, we simply won't accept them. The Irish people have had enough of the government's austerity, and water charges is just one step too far. We're already paying for water, and we won't accept Irish water, and we won't accept having to pay for them twice.
It is quite a distance for Donegal people to travel. Are you confident of a strong Donegal presence there tomorrow?
Yeah, as usual, you know, we've got a huge and a very strong anti-water charges movement in Donegal. We've seen in the past that the demonstrations that we had in Letterkenny were the biggest in the country outside Dublin, and we fully expect that tomorrow we're going to see a huge contingent from Donegal as well. We know that there are numerous buses travelling from the county, and we know that there are a large number of people who are travelling up in cars as well. So we want to encourage all Donegal people to bring their county colours, bring their flags, and to wear their county jersey, so that we can show the government that there's a huge contingent in Donegal that won't accept these charges.